We're in Siman Tafnan Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kli Rishon, Nikra Sher Ticham Bo Mayim Aleish. When we say that you need to put the item in a boiling pot of water on a Kli Rishon, that is talking about where it is boiling on the fire. Afilu Eino Ata Aleish Rak Shor Den Rosech. Even if it's no longer on the fire, but it's still boiling, that counts too. The Kodem Hagala, before doing Hagala, putting it in boiling water, Tzarech Lashufam Yafe B'mashchazes, you need to sharpen it well. You have to really get off any spots that are on the knife or any nicks in the knife or anything like that, because food could be in it. And when you do Hagala on something, you're just getting the taste out. But if there's actual food particles in there, so then Hagala is not going to help. Therefore, if there are holes or nicks in the knife, then Hagala is not going to work on it. Tzarech liban makom agumos, you need to do liban, put it directly up against a fire in that situation to burn out all the food. Vanadan shal sakinim ein la takana ba'agalav aser alachas basagam epesach. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses over here, when it comes to knives, that, so we understand why, if there are holes in it or anything like that, Hagala wouldn't work, because if there's any food in there, it's going to be a problem. But furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, if you have a handle on the knife and there's space between the handle and the knife, you have to make sure that you're able to clean that out very well to get out any food particles. And if you're not, then you'd have to put it up against the fire, or to be able to take the handle off of the knife to separate the two parts to make sure that you get any pieces of food which remain there off before doing Hagala, or else you would need to do liban. Sifdal, kelim shemishtanshim behem al yadei ha'or, those utensils which are used directly on the fire, kegon shpudim v'achsalos hachayotze behem, such as spits and things of that nature, tzrichim liban. That requires liban, kashering directly on the fire, as we'll see what that means. Mishnah Berurah says that even though sometimes you'll smear something on the spit, some liquid on the spit beforehand, some fat or something like that, that liquid is not enough for it to be considered to be using it with mayim. To be do Hagala, rather, you would need to do Liban on this.